வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 16th of December, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
அசத்யம் அப்ரதிஷ்டமிதே ஜகஜாஹு அனிஷ்யலம் அபரஸ்பர சம்பூதம் கிமன்னத் காமஹைதுகம். So we are discussing for the last few days about the asuras, demons. So the beginning is ந சௌச்சம் நாச்சாச்சாரம் ந சத்தங் தேசு வித்தே. அசுராஸ் தேர் அசுச்சி அன்கிளீன், தட் இஸ் தேர் மிஸ்ஃபார்ச்சன் தட் தே கேனாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் இஸ் தி ரைட் வே, வாட் இஸ் தி ராங் வே. ஸோ சுச்சி, cleanliness, is the first qualification of the Daiva Prakriti or Devatas. There are two classes of man. One class is Devata and the other class is Asura. The Asura class, they will have to suffer. They cannot get liberation from the material bondage. மூலா ஜன்மனி ஜன்மனி மாம பிராப்பைவ. Unless we achieve the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our sufferings in the material world will continue. It will not stop. We are trying to stop all kinds of suffering by adjustment of this material world, that is not possible. That is stated in the Shastra, Durasaya jeva hiratva manila. Durasaya, hopeless. Big, big asuras like Ravana, he also wanted to be happy himself and others by material adjustment. He proposed that there is no need of acting piously to go to the heavenly planet. I shall construct a staircase, so anyone can go. Ravaner Sargasri. So that was failure. Just like we are now trying, the modern scientists, they are trying to go to the moon planet. It is failure. They will never be able to go there. I have discussed this point. We are conditioned. We cannot leave one place to another without being proficient or without being eligible. Just like even in this planet, you cannot go to the other country. Suppose from India, if we want to go to America, it requires arrangement. Not that all of a sudden you can go to America or the Americans come here. There is international arrangement, visa, passport, immigration, so many things. There are so many obstacles are there, even in this planet. And what to speak of going to other planet? It is not possible. You must be efficient, then you can go. That we get information from from the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vrita deva, pisrin janti pisribhrita, bhutejya janti bhutani, madhyalinopi janti ma. So in this life you have to prepare yourself, then you can go to the higher planetary system. Uddham gacchanti sattasva madhye tishthanti rajasa jaganna gunavrittisya adho gacchanti tamasa. You can go, sarvaga. Every living entity can go wherever he likes. But he must fulfill the condition, because we are in the conditional state. The material world means we are conditioned. So in order to be eligible to go to the higher planetary system, like moon planet and others, we must be efficient to prepare ourselves. So that preparation means the more you become situated in the sattva-guna, saucham, sattam saucham, the brahmical qualification, arjavam, astikam, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahmakarma, sabhavas. Unless you acquire the qualities of sattva-guna, you cannot go even in the higher planetary system. What to speak of going beyond the universe? Beyond the universe, beyond this, there Vaikuntha Loka, there the Brahma Loka, Brahma Jyoti, and then topmost is the Goloka Vrindavan. But you can go there. Krishna says, madhyajino pi janti ma. If you prepare in this life, then you can go there. There is no impediment. Simply, you have to be purified. This bhakti marga is the process of purification. Sarvapathi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhaktiruccha. If we want to go to Vaikuntha planet or Goloka Vrindavan planet beyond this material sky, that is, there is another sky, parastasmattu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. These informations are there in the Bhagavad Gita. There is another sky, which is called Parabhaṁ, that is spiritual sky. The spiritual sky is eternal. When everything is annihilated within this material sky, that remains eternally. That is called Sanātana Dhāma. So, Sanātana Jīva is Sanātana. Mamayivāṁsa Jīvuloke is Sanātana, it is stated there. So jīva is Sanātana, na hannate hannamāne sarīre. And Krishna is also Sanātana. In the 11th chapter, Krishna is addressed Sanātanam. And here, there is another sky which is called Sanātana, bhakta abhaktya sanātana. So this Sanātana Dham and Sanātana association. Krishna is Sanātana, living entity is Sanātana, and there is a Sanātana Dham. The cultivation of knowledge, how one can go back to that Sanātana Dham and associate with the Supreme Sanātana and remove yourself Sanātana, that is called Sanātana Dharma. So, we have to cultivate that Sanātana Dharma, means we have to purify ourselves from the material qualification or material designation. Here we have got material designation, am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahman, I am this and that. So one has to become free. That is purification. When we understand that, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced himself, that I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Sudra, I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a Brahmachari, but I am servant of the servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalevu, Dasa Dasa Dasan Dasa. If we come to this understanding, that is our purification. Just like in our this Krishna consciousness moment, we have got people from all different countries, all different religious system, caste, creed, color, but they have forgotten their material designation. If these American boys or English boys would have thought that they are Englishmen, then they could not mix with us, Indian, in such humble way, because they have their prestigious position, that actually, materially, they are advanced and opulent. Why they should come with me, an Indian, poor Indian? No, because they have forgotten. Their designation they have forgotten. Similarly, we have to forget this material designation due to this body. This is bodily conception of life. Nowadays it is going on very strong. Nation, we do not have any such conception in the Shastra, national idea. The division is Deva and Asura. It doesn't matter where you are born. Even in India, suppose you are born in a Brahmana family, it does not mean that you cannot become an Asura. And even if you, in Europe and America, if you are born in the Mlecha Javan family, it does not mean that you cannot become a Brahmana. No. Krishna says openly, Manhipatha Vapasritya Jepishu Papajoni. Papajoni. Low-born. Papajoni, they are mentioned in the Shastras. Kirata Hunandha Pulinda Pukkasa Abhira Sambhajavana Kasada. They are considered as Chandala, less than the Sudras. Kirata means Africans. The black. In our country also, there are Santals, very black, they live in the forest. Every country, aborigines, they are called Kirata. So, Huns, there are Huns on the northern side of Germany, Andhra, Kirata, Hun, Andhra, Purindra, Pukkasa, Abhira, Sumbha, Javana, Kasada, many. But Sukadeva Goswami says that they can be purified. Suddhanti Prabhavishnava, if they become Vaishnava. Prabhavishnava, if one becomes Vaishnava, then he is transcendental to this material designation. So this Krishna consciousness movement is an endeavor to make everyone a pure Vaishnava. Sarvapadi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmala. Then he will be nirmala. In that nirmala stage, when he engages himself in the service of the Lord, that is called bhakti. Bhakti is not the activities of this material world. Bhakti is the activity. Sagunar samatitta etan brahma bhuyayaka. To become identified with Brahma, that is not sufficient. Aham brahmasmi, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. That is not sufficient. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasutati Nakankati. When you become free from this material designation, Brahma Bhuta, state Aham Brahmasmi, that is a state, neutral state, na sochati na kankati. When you become free from the material anxieties, material life means sochati kankati. Always people want something, and whatever he has got, he has lost, he laments for something. This is our material life. But when you come to the Brahma platform, na sochati na, this is the first qualification. No more lamentation, no more hankering. Sama sarvesu bhuteshu pandita samadarshina. Then sarvesu bhuteshu, every living entity, he knows that every living entity is the son of Krishna. Ahanga bija pura pita, Krishna says. So why shall I distinguish between this person to that person? Everyone is Vaishnava. That is Mahabhagavata. Mahabhagavata does not see any distinction. He sees everyone. Pandita asama, vidya vinaya sampanni, brahmani, gavi hastin, sunicheta sapakit, pandita asama. When one has attained this stage, then he can execute devotional service. Mad bhakti lavate para. So, to become a bhakta is the highest position, highest perfection of life. Beyond this material existence, that is possible. Krishna says, Manghi partha vyapasitya jivishu papuna. Siya sudya tatha vaishya sthivi janti parangati. Everyone is eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. So, this moment is to execute this Krishna's mission. He wants it. Why he says, Manghi partha vyapasitya jivishu papuna. Papujana means suffering. Here in this material world, either you are in papujani or uchajani, there is suffering. So, Krishna says, kimpuna brahmana punya bhakta rajusta. Even the papujani, they can be relieved. What to speak of those who are born in good family, brahmana punya, rajasaya, brahman kshatri. Of course, in this age, it is very difficult to find out the qualified brahmana, kshatriya, kalau sudra sambhava, kaliju, everyone is almost sudra. And still, siya sudra tatha vaishya, srivijanti paranga. They can be elevated. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is paropakar. Paropakar. Because within this material world, with material designation and material environment, they are all suffering. Krishna is more unhappy for our suffering because we are his sons. Suppose your son is suffering, you will suffer also, not that the son is suffering. Similarly, because we have come to this conditional state of life, bhutta bhutta praliyate, once we take birth and again we die. This is not very good proposal. But these rascals, they do not know how nature is working. Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastvatana mayati. We are leaving one body and accepting another body. This is a great botherism. But the rascals, so-called scientists, politicians, they do not know this. I therefore say rascals. They are very much proud of their learning, advancement of science, but they cannot understand the simple truth spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumara guru vanam jara tathādhi hāntara prāpti. There is a hāntara prāpti. Dhīrasattva namayati. So, people are surprised. They do not believe that they are. But dhīrasattva namayati. Those who are dhīra, sober, intelligent, they understand. Yes, there is the hāntara. And the example is given. Just like we are changing body. Similarly, the old body, old order changes to a new. Again we get another body. And this is very, very a great botheration of life. They do not understand. But it can be stopped. It can be stopped. How? Simply by understanding Krishna. Janma karmam chamedi bamju janati tattva. You simply try to understand Krishna, and Krishna is explaining himself. Where is the difficulty to understand Krishna? You haven't got to speculate, you haven't got to manufacture ideas what kind of Krishna is. He is present. Dibhuj Muralidhar, Krishna. Krishna, when he was present in the, upon this earth, everyone has seen Krishna has his temple, thousands and millions of temples. Krishna, you can see his picture. The description is there. Vinum kannat in the Vedic literature. Vinum kannantang aravinda dalayataksam varahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam. Kandatpakoti kamaniyam visesa sobham govindamadipuljam tamangvaja. Why? What is the difficulty to understand Krishna? And simply if you understand Krishna, janma karman chamedibham, they are not ordinary activities. Janma karman chamedibham, transcendent. If you simply understand Krishna, then we can save from this botheration of repetition of birth and death. Taktadihang punarjanmanai. He does not accept anymore this material body. Then where does he go? Mameti, he comes to me, back to Lord. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to introduce this movement in the human society. It is not meant for any particular class of men, a particular country or particular religious system. No. It is meant for everyone. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that it is the duty of the Indians. Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paro bhuta. First of all, make yourself perfect. You can make yourself perfect. Because in the Bhagavad-gita, there are this Bhagavad-gita, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Vedic literature. Just study them. Therefore you are publishing so many books on the basis of Bhagavad-gita and Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. And people are appreciating very much all over the world. So, it is the duty of every Indian to make his life perfect by understanding Bhagavad Gita at least and spread the message. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Every one of you can become a guru. He says that. Amar agnaye guru haiya tarayi desh. Wherever you are, you can deliver the person, a surrounding person in your neighborhood. How can I become guru? I have no qualification. No, there is no need of qualification. Simply repeat. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Very simple thing. Anyone you meet, my dear friend, just hear little. What is that? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. You kindly think of Krishna, just offer your obeisance to Krishna, Just become a bhakta and chant his holiness. Your Gurugiri is finished. It is not a very difficult task. Anyone can do this. And then everyone will benefit. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.